Okay, as you probably noticed when I did the developers reference, I'm quite old, right? So this is another session where I get to do like, what are the new things, new kids doing? What is up with this static type thing? Like, what is this? So thanks, and let me see what it is. Thank you.
Yeah, so, hi, my name is Michał. Yeah, so my name is Michał. I'm a software developer at Fretray, like a small malware analysis startup in build. And today I'm going to show you how the static typing works in Python, what can you do with it, and well, what can you do to avoid some issues with it. Yeah. We'll start briefly with saying what MyPy itself is. Then we'll go through type annotations, type inference, some very special types that MyPy has. Then we go through union types, guard types, structural polymorphism, new types. Well, at the end, we'll go to generics. And then, not to make things too sweet, I will tell you what problems can you encounter while using MyPy in your projects. Yeah, so let's start with MyPy itself. So it's a Python program that allows checking for correctness of type annotations, those standard type annotations from Python itself. How many of you are using those annotations in your code, just from curiosity? Whoa, that's really pleasant surprise. Yeah, well, you can install this program with pip, but I guess you know it already, and you can run it over one Python file. You can run it recursively over a directory or a module. And because of it, you don't have to type the whole project from the very beginning. You can go file by file, directory by directory. And what is very important, but it's more like a feature of those type annotations in Python themselves, that, well, after the type checking is done, they do not do any additional overhead to your program. They are just not existent at this point. Yeah, so let's start with type annotations themselves. Since most of you are using it, I will go very quickly over them. So we can annotate variables, and you do it with putting the type after the colon. You can annotate the function arguments. Well, similarly to variables, you put the argument name, colon, and the type. And then the return type of the function is put after this kind of arrow. And here in this example, we have a function that takes an integer. And when we try to pass string there, MyPy will strongly object, saying that we are passing a type that is incompatible with what function is requiring. And some of you might be worrying that, well, it will turn into another Java where you have to type every single line of your code. But fear not. There's a thing called type inference, and MyPy does it really well. So in short terms, it means that you don't have to type every single line. It's enough for you to type just function arguments and the return types. And then MyPy will be able to infer the correct type from all the calls. So in our case, result one, even though it's untyped, the inferred type is string, because this is the return type of the function. And then when we try to pass the string to function two, MyPy objects, even though result one itself is not marked as string. And go even further, because it's really useful in classes where it's just enough for you to type the argument, the constructor. You don't have to type the attribute itself. Well, MyPy manages to do it for you. And here in this case, the attribute on the class is of type int, and we cannot add string to it. And MyPy can even go like one step further. Even if you add the member variables sometime later in the code, sometime in the method, not in the constructor, it's still able to get the type right. But if you have two incompatible types, so like an integer and string, select to the same attribute, well, it will not work. So you can type your program, your functions with like plethora of types, numbers, strings, collections. But with collections, just remember to use the uppercase names from typing package, not the Python keyword of list or dict. you can use your own classes for this type annotations. There's none. There's optional, quite a special type I'll be talking about later. The lambdas with very well cumbersome typing notation, but you can still type them. There are two special types, any and non-return. We'll be talking about them very soon. And generics. So let's go quickly through any, because this is, let's say, a thing that you should know that exists and never use in your code. So any basically means that, well, the argument can be anything. And because of it, MyPy just gives up. It does not does any type checking on or things that are any. You can call any function, use it at the iterator, use any operator on it. And MyPy is completely happy about it. So you should, well, basically never, never ever use it in your production code if you want to have any benefits of type annotations. Yeah, it basically turns off the type checking. There's another very special type, and it's no return. And well, it basically means that the function never returns. And if we try to return from a function that should never return, there is an error from MyPy. And you might be thinking, like, what do we need such a no return? It can be very useful. I will show you later. But it's very important that you just cannot create an instance of no return. But keep in mind this type for slightly later. So you can type your code with some annotations. And there could be, like, very different types. And well, once typed, they can be checked with MyPy. And there's this type inference that helps you very much, but so you don't have to type every single line. So having those basics in mind, let's go to something more juicy, more advanced types. So let's start with union types. And union types, well, on this Rust talk, we had we saw enums, and union types are just basically enums in the Rust sense for Python. So we can create a class and say that shape is either circle or rectangle. And even though there are two completely different classes, they don't have a common root, no base class, we can treat them as shape. So when we have a function that accepts shape, we can pass there a circle or rectangle. Yeah, and as opposed to enum, we don't have to. As opposed to enum, they can have different different constructors, have different shapes inside. And what is also very nice about them, because you don't have to modify the base class, you don't have to say that a circle is a shape. You can use some types from external libraries as well. So let's take a look at one of the usages of union types in the standard library of type Python. So there's optional. So let's suppose you have a function that returns a string, and well, it for some reasons returns none. And well, you see in the runtime error that you cannot use plus for none type and string. I'm pretty sure, like, most of you saw it at certain point of your Python career. Well, MyPy objects because none is not a string. But well, let's face it, we sometimes want to return a none for a function or accept none. And well, in standard library, there is a way to indicate it. It's optional. So when we have type optional of string, it means that it could be either a string or a type, a string or a none. Yeah, this is a generic type. I will tell something more about them slightly later. But you can bear in mind that this is the way of showing that this particular type can be also none for whatever reasons. And well, you might be thinking, how do I even work with this optional? How do I don't know, append to optional list or whatever? So MyPy comes with a thing called type guards or type narrowing. So in our case, when we have a function that accepts optional, we just cannot add one to number because, well, plus does not work with none and int. But MyPy is able to get it right. If we do this check if number, MyPy can already see that, okay, the int is always true, none is false, so we can cross out none. So in else, it's for sure. We can cross out none, so here it must be a number. So we can safely call plus on it. You don't have to do any magical tricks. It's just a standard Python, but you would probably use it even without types. And it can go like even a step further. If we go back to the example of this shape, so we had a circle and rectangle, but let's suppose we added a triangle to it. And we had a function, quite stupid, that is checking if something is circle. If not, it prints the rectangle. And of course, it compiles. The type check goes through, but we pass the triangle and we get rectangle, which is, well, quite not expected. What we can do there is there's a thing in standard library called assert never. And this is where you see the type of this argument is of type no return. And now, if we put always in cases where we are dealing with union types, in the else clause, the assert never, MyPy will always object if we missed one argument because of this type narrowing, right? We have the first if circle, okay, we can cross out circle from our list. Then we have, so with this rectangle or triangle, then the else if, we can call rectangle. So the only left type to the else could be a triangle. But when we try to pass the triangle to the function that requires no return, well, it fails. It won't be compiled. So this way, you can make sure that you always handled all the possible cases. But this is not the only nice thing that Python type system allows you to use. If you ever tried Go or TypeScript, there's this quite a nice thing called structural polymorphism. So let's suppose we have a function and we have two totally separate types, admin and employee, and both of them have email. And we just want a function to write a function that just sends email to one of them. But, well, they don't have a common type. Well, you can create a union type in this regard. It will work. But there's something nicer. And of course, when you put any there, it will work with anything. And as we already said, we should never use any. So there is a very explicit solution. You can create a protocol. And this is a very nice thing, especially compared with dynamicism of Python. You can say that protocol should have, functions which adhere to protocol should implement a function, a property of email that returns a string. And everything that is passed to the function send email have to have a property of named email that returns string. And this is more or less how you would be doing it with dynamic Python without typing, but you can assume that there will be a certain function passed. The object will have the certain function. But this way, you can make it very, very explicit and checked during type checking if all the possible objects that are passed to this function are actually adhering to the protocol. And you can create this polymorphic relation, so certain many objects can come to the same function and do the same thing. And again, similar to union types, you don't have to modify the type itself. They don't have to have any base class. Everything is done only in type checking. And this is, in my opinion, great for modeling data where you have certain very big objects, but you just need one or two fields from them. You can just put them in this protocol. And it's, well, much more explicit than union types when you are interested in like very special method or property on the object. But, well, the disadvantage is that you just cannot like right-click and find all the possible implementations because of the dynamicness of this thing. So, as promised, let's quickly go to generics. Generics are quite a generic programming construct. which, well, is quite old. And they're used to indicate that in this certain class or function, you don't really care about what type will be passed there, as long as the type stays the same. So in our case, we create my list of type int. And because of it, we can only append int there. And when we do pop, we also get int, because the type is my list of type int. And even though we say we don't care about type, we just cannot put string there, because it's already defined as a my list of int. And well, just to indicate that you don't care what's inside, but it just needs to stay the same all the time. And there's this important thing that if you don't put the type explicitly there, MyPy will infer it to any, and well, the all your work of putting type annotations will go to vain. So let's suppose you have those type annotations everywhere. You're using union types were needed, sometimes protocols when you think it's nice. But there's still like one more level above that you can go to make your code more type safe and explicit. And it's called new type. So let's suppose we have a function that takes two integers, company ID and order ID. And even though we have type annotations there, it's still possible to do like a stupid human mistake and pass order ID in the place where we needed company ID, because, well, they're both ints. And MyPy will be very happy to accept it. Types are matching, but the logic, well, does not. But fortunately for us, there's a way that we can decrease the surface of this kind of errors. And we can create our new quite explicit types. So we can create a type order ID and company ID. And well, they are of type, the underlying type is int. So we mark the function that accepts only company ID and order ID. And now whenever we want to pass it the other way around, MyPy, we already see it and object. And what is very nice, we can also pass order ID and company ID to all the functions that just take int, because the underlying type is integer, and it can only go down. But if you want to change integer into company ID, you have to be very explicit about it. Yeah, this is like this additional nice layer of safety, and I think it adds a lot of explicitness to our code and makes human mistakes more rare, and it makes it much easier to read. Yeah, so we are almost at the end, but there are still some things in front of us. So you can create relationships when type is A on B, A or B with union types. And whenever you have some optionality, something can be known, you can mark it, or even you should mark it with optional. When you have those union types, it's very easy to work with them because of those type guards. And MyPy can really help us to see where are we and where are we going and from where are we coming. You can use the Python flexibility using protocols. So it's flexible, but already with some type safety. And well, if you don't care about the type itself, but you still want to have the typing there, generics are way to go. And well, as the creme de la creme of this typing, you can put, as maybe not the creme de la creme, like the check on top, you can put new types to make it very nice and explicit. So, but to make the cherry a bit more bitter, let's talk about problems with MyPy at the end. So, as I mentioned before, when we mark an argument as any, the type checking is kind of turned off, and the same happens if we do not mark argument at all. I mean, if we don't have type annotations, the underlying type is inferred as any well, no type checking. Well, the same goes with the return types. It's turned off, and MyPy does not see any issue with it. It gets even more tricky when we want to use it with libraries. So like with requests case, I mean, first of all, if we have an import that is coming from library and MyPy cannot find types for it, it complains. And with most popular libraries, MyPy is able to suggest installing like additional package if it's necessary, but it's not for every library. And well, some of the libraries are just not typed, and you are kind of on your own there. Because if we ignore the import issue, all the things that are coming from the library are treated as any. So you can, well, basically do whatever you want on the types that are from the library. Of course, when types are there, MyPy is able to do some stuff about it. But unfortunately, as I said, not all libraries are typed, and you have to deal with it. Yeah. So when you have untyped argument, untyped returns, or imports from untyped library, MyPy will not be much of help. And there's like a quite simple solution for it. And it's always running in the strict mode. And strict mode means that whenever MyPy finds any, it just protests very, very loudly and does not allow you to go any further. Of course, it kind of disallows for this gradual type checking because well, if it's strict, you cannot use any anywhere. But if you have your directories that are fully type checked, I strongly suggest using MyPy in the strict mode. Of course, it's also slower than just running it without all the strict checkings. So, at the end, type checking can help you to find certain classes of errors, sometimes very stupid mistakes, sometimes even mistakes with business logic, like with this new type case. MyPy type system is really sophisticated. I mean, it's really up to standard with many typed languages, with those protocols and union types. It's really something modern. And well, you can do this gradual type checking, but MyPy will not help you there. Yeah, and that's all from me. Thank you very much. And
thank you, Michał. Any questions? We have one question.
I try to use MyPy quite a lot, and I really like it. But when it falls short, is like external libraries that are not or wrongly typed. And a lot of times, people provide type annotations, but don't run MyPy strict in CI. And I needed to patch up a lot of external dependencies to run MyPy in CI.
Yes.
What is your recommendation? Because
I'm also patching it. I mean, it's like a very tedious work, and unfortunately, I don't have a good answer here. It's either changing, I mean, coming to the failing library and try to fix it yourself, or patching it on your local. I mean, it's just very tedious, and I don't have like a good solution there.
Okay. And another question is that NumPy. Is there any future where type annotations for NumPy actually work?
Well, this is very difficult for me to say. Well, to be honest, I never used NumPy in my life.
Oh.
So, I mean, I can easily imagine, you know, having like a big data sets and saying that you just need this and this column with these protocols. But to be honest, I don't know. I never used NumPy. It's difficult for me to say if it will be typed or not. But I kind of doubt it. I mean, even in big data world with Spark, which is in Scala, in theory it's typed, you have all those like data frames which are untyped. So I I don't see too much hope there.
Hi.
There's some issue here.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the talk. Really interesting. I found out about MyPy when one of my coworkers gave a code review and he pointed out that, yeah, I forgot to import sometimes, like you mentioned. And it turned out that starting with 3.9, it already supports the basic list, dict, etc. Also the built-in types, but any still has to be imported. Just as a comment. Yeah. So finally, MyPy took the step, and now they support also the small written built-ins. So that's convenience.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, so as you have seen, I do a bit of embedded development, and one thing I worry about when I do this is the memory footprint of those programs, because when you have 16 kilobytes of memory, every little bit counts. Are those type annotations you add to the program, they add to the memory footprint of your program as well, don't they?
Well, you know, like file is bigger, right? With every character, it's of course bigger. But when it loads to memory, they're just thrown off. I mean, in runtime, they're not used at all.
They are not created as objects in memory? Okay.
I mean, well, Pydantic is something different, right? Pydantic is kind of created in a way that it also works in runtime. So it's something different than just those type annotations. I mean, Pydantic also happens to be nicely validated with MyPy, but it's something like something more than just the static types. So, I mean, in Python, you have types. Maybe you do not see them. I mean, even if you're in untyped Python, there are those types. They're like not visible. They are there. So even if you return something, there's always a type, right? I mean, it doesn't matter, to be honest, in the runtime what's written after this arrow. It's just completely dropped. But whatever you return, the type is still there, right?
Runtime. I think you have access to the return type in a function.
I mean the type in the
at runtime.
Okay, in this case, yeah, right. But there are no checks, right? So this is what I meant, but there's no footprint, but you are not it's not checked at the runtime if it's really string but got returned. Yeah, okay.
One question here. Should you integrate MyPy into the unit tests?
Well, I usually run it before unit tests. I mean, locally, I just run it like myself, and on CI, it's like a step before unit tests, because at least in my opinion, there's no need to run unit tests if the types are not right. I mean, that probably means that there's something wrong already with the logic, and you should not waste your time with running unit tests if something is like obviously wrong.
Okay, thank you very much, Michał. I'll give, please. I'll give static typing checking a try. Like, it gets in the way of duck typing, right? Like, you know, like duck typing, the concept of duck typing, like if it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, it is a duck. But it works, it gets in the way of reverse duck typing.
Well, you can create a protocol, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Quackable or something.
You know what reverse duck typing is? Reverse duck typing is, it is a duck because it's called a duck, even if it barks.